Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about protect yourself from messing up a spell so you get what you need. When I first started Wicca, I was concerned about not doing things correctly, and I was afraid of doing any kind of spell work because I thought I'd just screw it up. So I have 3 insights for you on how to keep yourself from being in that predicament. The first one is use clauses for protection. Clauses are very important for spell work because if you don't use clauses for protection, bad things can happen. For example, if you ask for money because you need to pay your rent, if you don't put any clauses of for the good of all or may it harm none, then you're really setting up yourself for a big surprise. It could happen that you do the spell and a relative dies, one that you really cared for, and they leave you money. Well, you can pay your rent, but you just lost a family member. Here are some examples of clauses for protection. With no malice, woe, or hitches. May there be no mess or jinxes. With no need of fear of ruin. These have been some examples of clauses. You can even use them together if you like. But these clauses can help keep your spell from backfiring or boomeranging in strange ways that you didn't intend. And now for our second insight. Beware of not feeling worthy. I've had a big problem with this one. Because of my depression symptoms, I have felt very unworthy at points in my life. And feeling unworthy can make your spell backfire. From my spiritual elders, I have learned to shift my focus. I don't concentrate on what the world thinks is valuable. I focus on what the god and goddess believe that I need and who I am. Don't forget, we are the children of the gods, and they want us to be happy and have the things that we need. The world would say that you're not very valuable if you don't make a lot of money. The gods reveal that there's divinity within us. That's where our value truly exists. And now the third insight. Use appropriate timing. If you're trying to draw something to you, you don't want to do it on a waning moon. You want to do it on a waxing moon. It's where the light increases in the moon until it's full. Because the light's increasing, it means that you're increasing what you want or drawing it to you. When you're doing a spell to get rid of something, you want to do it on a waning moon. Because the light is diminishing from the moon, that means that things are going away from you or getting smaller, and that would be the perfect timing for that kind of a spell. And now I will summarize. The first insight was use clauses for protection. The second insight was beware of not feeling worthy. And the third insight is use appropriate timing.
I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books.
And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today.
Blessed be.